This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
One of the important things to do on a day like Ida Hobbit is to acknowledge different conversations that we need to hear, not only from other parts of our communities, but with our allies as well. Michelle Shepherd from Trans POV is no stranger to talking very openly about her life as a transgender woman, constantly communicating to allies the realities of what it's like when people see you differently.
Tonight on the show, we head to Footscray Police Station, where Michelle was asked to speak after she shared her story with another officer about what it's like being a parent and a father to her children. It's something that many of the officers at the Ida Hobbit event could relate to, being a parent themselves. And as the trains travels past, they got to hear a story from a member of the trans community that is just like what they go through with their children as well.
So my messages today to everyone is around storytelling. It's something we don't do very often. We don't actually go and tell many of our stories. We're raised from a young age of to speak and speak. And it's, say mommy, no, say mommy. And the ongoing stories around how, like my daughters, for example, being in the back seat and not listening, but listening at the wrong times, like we often do as adults. And my ex-wife sitting there driving, yelling at somebody, call them an effing kid or whatever. And then my daughter in the back seat going, no, we don't say that, not for grandma especially. And so all the times we don't listen appropriately. And the thing is, we need to sit down and we need to listen to one another a lot more. I may appear different to many of you, but to many of you, I'm actually a father like many of you. I've dealt with my own levels of depression. I've dealt with my own levels of anxiety. I've dealt with divorce. I've dealt with all those things. So I can actually connect with many of you on a very similar level that you wouldn't realize. We worry so much about how different each one of us are and how we fear each other because you're different than me. But really, we're very much the same. And my message of today around being an ally is not just around being straight versus gay or straight versus LGBTIQ. The message goes out to all of us, that each one of us needs to be a better ally to each other, gay to trans, to lesbian to queer. We need to be better allies to each other as well, not just gay versus straight. And that's what's most important today, that each one of us walks away and says, hey, you know what, I need to sit down, have a cup of coffee, have a conversation. You know, my big thing is around, you know, being a dad and walking around and seeing my two daughters, like two little ducklings, you know, and one of my favorite stories I always tell people is how my kids listen. Ever since they were little, they listen and they've learned to understand and respect everyone for how different they are. And so my kids when they were little, like 4 and 8 and whatever, now they're like 12 and 8 now, but we'd be going through the Kohl's shopping center. And the lady would come up and said, Mom, can the girls have some ice cream? And my youngest would be like, and I'm like, shh, roll with it. And yeah. Get some free ice cream. And when we're done, she's always going, thanks, Mom. One of the other ones is going into the toilets. And so I've got two little girls. So we go into the toilets. And I turn around, and they're right behind me. And I go, what don't we say? We don't say daddy. That's right. Where are you going to the toilet? Where are you going in? What don't we say?
We don't say daddy.
That's right. So I go in. I go to sit down. Dad! I have to go and get up and deal with this. So ladies, if you ever hear daddy in the toilet, it's probably me. I apologize now. But I got two little ones. And I got to deal with that. But at the end of the day, the kids listen. Kids understand. You should explain to them. The worst ones, all I've had to go and say to my child, who's very aware of the world around her. She's 8 years old and standing on the bench in my kitchen. And she goes, Dad, she goes, why do people hate you? And I had this moment of going, I gotta break the news to my youngest, the hub of the world actually operates. And I said, baby, I said, the world is just different. I said, people don't understand difference. I said, what we need to do is just have a conversation and let them understand. I said, you do a great job. She goes, yeah, is this why you do radio and why you speak to people? And I said, yeah. She goes, why can't they just see that I love you and that you're my daddy and that you're happy as a girl? And I go, baby, that's just gonna take time. So the message I'll leave with you today as an ally, whether you're gay, straight, lesbian, bi, trans, queer, a partridge in a pear tree, just love each other. Learn to sit down, have a cup of coffee, and learn to listen to one another. Because you're not much different than the person standing next to you right now today.
Thank you so much, Michelle. That was amazing.
That was Michelle Shepherd speaking earlier today at Footscray Police Station at the Ida Hobbit lunch.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.